Dr. Simoncini, when you were an oncologist, so, you know, you dealt with chemotherapy, radiation. Was this difficult for you to switch from that, from traditional medicine, traditional cures, to baking soda?
No. Because at the first lesson of my histology lesson, I was 19, the professor said, tumor is a mystery, still a mystery. From that moment, I started to criticize, because I thought I am not in a charge. This is not metaphysics. What is a mystery in medicine? So I started to criticize all the theories, all the works, all the papers, and as long as I study during the university, I found always theories with no sense. And then when I was in the oncologic world and people, children died continuously, I was debating with my professor. Listen, but everybody dies. What are we doing? Almost everybody dies. What are we doing? The professor told me, no, the research is we are getting the real solution in a few years. Something that has no sense for me. So I started very soon to criticize the conventional theories, conventional treatments.
Well, and by criticizing them, Tulio, they decided to go after you, did they not? I mean, did they yank your license and they made life miserable for you, didn't they?
Yes, because by the time I had to work, I was also in a diabetic center. I work normally, but I continue to understand that everything was wrong in oncology. And in a moment when I show my papers, my theories, my results to the institutions, Ministry of Health, Medical Association, at that moment they banned me.
Here's what the American Cancer Society in the United States says about this, doctor. Let me read it for you. It says, this treatment, your treatment, is based on the theory that cancer is caused by a form of yeast infection fungus and that sodium bicarbonate can kill the yeast, the fungus. This claim, is what they say, is not supported by science or clinical evidence and is contrary to a widely accepted basic facts of oncology and microbiology. So they're not going to accept this no matter what your results are. How do you change that?
This is a problem because this is the system. First, what they say is not true. There are hundreds of papers that shows that sodium bicarbonate is effective. Hundreds, even last year, even in the last year, also in Italy, the High Institute for Research, Health Research in Italy demonstrated that sodium bicarbonate is effective. The problem is not, the point is not that if the sodium bicarbonate is effective or not. This is already demonstrated. If you go to PubMed, you can find many, many works. The problem is that the conventional theories say that sodium bicarbonate is effective because of is an antiacidic substance. I say that sodium bicarbonate is effective because it's an antifungal drug.
I got to tell you, if God forbid, if I got cancer, I would come to you first and say, Dr. Simoncini, give me this kind of treatment before I get chemotherapy and radiation. Let's try it out. How long, if it works, how long does it take before you begin to see results?
It depends on the localization. For instance, for a bladder cancer, in a couple of months, 3 months, you can get rid completely, 90-95% of the tumor. For instance, I give you an example.
Okay.
Few weeks ago, a man from Athens, Greece, called me and asked me, "Doctor, if I get the cancer another time in my bladder, may I use sodium bicarbonate solution once more, another time?" I told him, "Listen, I don't know you." He responded to me, no, doctor, I had the cancer in the bladder. I read your instructions in your website, and I got rid of it, my tumor. I am cancer-free."
He got rid of it on his own by just reading the things you posted?
Yes, he cured himself.
Amazing.
By himself. If you go to my website and you see a woman that is from Australia, there is the interview. My website is cancerfungus.com. If you see this interview, she called me and she told me, she wrote to me and she told me, "Doctor, I cannot afford a trip to Italy from Australia. Can you give me an advice for my bladder cancer?" I sent her the prescription and she made the treatment by herself. After that, she was completely cancer-free, healed, and she made the interview.
Amazing. Now, do people drink this, Tulio, or, you know, in some cases you inject the tumor directly, but have they been known? I've heard that some people mix organic maple syrup, 3 parts to 1 part sodium bicarbonate, and that they can use it like that. Do you recommend that?
No, this is a big deceit. This is a misunderstanding, because if you mix maple syrup with sodium bicarbonate, you neutralize the action of the sodium bicarbonate that has to be strong, pure. This story of maple syrup, when American people or Canadian or Australian, they told me about this maple syrup, I told everybody, this is a big deceit. I don't know who invented this story of the maple syrup. There are many, many stupid stories all over the world. Maple syrup is one story. That is a false story. Another false story is the fact that the sugar feeds cancer. This is another stupid story. So, because there is no scientific aptitude, when you say something, you have to demonstrate it. And you have to gather results. You cannot say sugar is bad, maple syrup is good, and so on.